Blog Talk Radio.
Join me, Dahl Arntzen, your host, Fridays, the Alaskan Patriot Network. I will bring you conservative views and news, both at home here in Alaska and around the world. So be sure to tune in Fridays, 2 to 5 p.m. Alaska Daylight Time, the Alaskan Patriot Network.
You realize there's something really wrong with our world. Things are not adding up. Well, you came to the right place. Tune in to the Right View radio show on Freedomizer Radio every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with your host, Jumana, where we connect the dots, uncover the truth, and expose those who are trying to usher in the new world order.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
If you use online discount codes to get the latest and greatest deals, we want to tell you about Giving Assistant. Giving Assistant not only gives you the latest promo codes for online savings, it also donates a percent of your purchase to a charity you choose. Please go to givingassistant.org and designate Barefoot is Legal as your preferred 501c3 nonprofit. Then, the next time you shop at thousands of online retailers, a part of your purchase is donated by the company to Barefoot is Legal. Please help fund our mission at zero cost to you. Let the companies help pay for what we do. Go to givingassistant.org and add Barefoot is Legal as your charity. Then, when you shop online, you get savings and the company gives us a small donation. Sign up today and get a freebie for helping out. Thank you for your support.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Monday, so that means it is Monday. Thank goodness it's Monday. TGIM, everyone. Another broadcasting week has started for us. And I don't think we're going to be alone today. V is running late. She's stuck in traffic. She'll be with us in a little bit here. Lori Ann's going to join us in just a minute. We do have a couple other people that said they wanted to call in today and and say hello. So we'll see what shakes out. If you want to be a part of the show tonight, the number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation here. So without further ado here, we'll bring in someone. Welcome in.
Hello, hello, Proof. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday, Proof Negative. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that's all right. It didn't have to go that far.
I had to do
thank
that.
You.
I had to do it.
So that was a new song alert. It probably sounds like every other thing I've done, but I felt like playing something brand new that I just made this weekend.
It sounded a little new. It did. I wasn't familiar with it. You know me, I usually, you know, tune into the shows, and that is a new one. Good compilation there.
I hope it's okay. Usually...
it's groovy.
Usually somebody, or usually some song I try to finish over the weekend, and if I think it's worth a play on the radio, just so I could hear what it sounds like, not... I know you've probably never worked on music as far as computers go, but it just looks like dots and dashes and lines. And I want to hear sometimes when a song makes it to the radio what it looks like without lines, dots, and dashes, and just actual music without all that. So I was hoping it sounded okay. So thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, so, it sounded good. And sometimes I know that, you know, it sounds different when you're playing it yourself there, but then, you know, once you upload it and you play it on air, then it can sound a little different too. I've noticed that, like with my promos and stuff.
Yeah, not everything is going to be a smash hit, but hopefully there's enough over a year to spend $35 to publish an album. That's my goal. Just whatever all the best stuff I did for the year, and then just publish it at the end of the year. And I don't expect to win any Grammys or sell millions of records, so to speak. This is more or less just for me to say that I've done it.
Your own personal accomplishment.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. Besides, I don't envision you being somebody that would be like going to the Grammys all, you know, all foo-fooed up and interacting with all the fake Luciferians. Anyways, I think if you were invited, you'd probably go, nah, screw you guys.
Yeah, I'll go right after Daft Punk reveals their faces at the Grammys.
There you go.
Which will never happen. So anyway, I know you weren't really expecting to join us tonight. V is stuck in traffic, and she'll be on in a little bit. And I know you, I'm assuming you weren't doing much because you joined us, but I hope I didn't interrupt anything tonight.
Oh, no, not a problem. Not a problem. Nothing major going on here.
So I had some stuff planned for tonight as far as things I wanted to talk about, and then about a half hour ago, well, maybe about 40 minutes now, I watched a video that Dinesh D'Souza just uploaded on his Rumble, which is the Project Veritas. There's several parts of a COVID shakeout coming out. So part one just came out. And
very good. So you're going to play that a little later?
No, I was going to, I want to play that now as soon as I could find it.
Oh.
I think I uploaded it. I know I did part one. I uploaded it to my computer. I just have to make sure that, yes, it's here. Okay. So it's about 13 minutes. So I want to play this because I haven't even, I only heard 4 minutes of it, and it was 5:50, and I figured, well, let me just hurry up and get this on the switchboard, and I'll just listen to it on air like everyone else. I just played a few minutes of it just to show that it was legit and something that I wanted. So I'm listening for the first time technically with everybody else here. So let's get this out of the way here from Project Veritas.
That's it hasn't probably been done because the government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
Tell us about who this person is.
Dr. Gonzalez is one of our emergency room doctors at Phoenix Indian Medical Center.
And she's a federal employee?
Correct.
Now you got this guy in room 4 who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday, has been short of breath.
He's got myocarditis.
Yes.
Oh, this is bullshit.
Probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right. But now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, and you know what? But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he?
They are not reporting.
Right.
Because they want to shove it under the under the mat.
What patient was she referring to?
She was referring to that patient, that 30-something-year-old patient that had congestive heart failure.
And in that particular patient's case, it was not reported.
No.
But no one in here, they are not doing the study. People that had it, you know, and the people that have been vaccinated, they're not doing any antibody testing.
It's super fishy.
Not that it hasn't been done, it hasn't been published.
That's it all. Hasn't probably been done because the government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
The government doesn't want to show that the vaccine is full of shit.
It's not doing what its purpose was.
May I see your badges? You're Jody O'Malley, the Department of Health and Human Services, this is the United States government identification. I'm looking at the CDC website. It says that you're required to report adverse events following vaccinations. One of those would be congestive heart failure.
That's a huge one.
Were there other instances that they didn't report?
Oh, I've seen dozens of people come in with an adverse reaction.
Yeah, it's really sad. They just come back from surgery, from leave.
So what are we looking at here?
You're looking at me transferring her to a higher level of care that could handle her condition.
And this is a colleague at your hospital who got sick.
She didn't want to take it because of her religious beliefs. And she was coerced into taking it.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? It's not what a lot of people would do. They're scared, they're afraid. Are you afraid?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid because my faith lies in God and not man. This is evil at the highest level. You have the FDA, you have the CDC that are both supposed to be protecting us.
Are you afraid they're going to retaliate against you?
Yeah. I'm a federal employee. What other federal employees do you see coming out?
But you put your faith in God.
Amen.
The government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
When you see a registry of the people who aren't vaccinated, that's happening there in Germany. I'm going to go to a door instead of one. How much is your business?
Don't get the
document. Let it go.
She didn't want to take it because of her religious beliefs. She was coerced into taking
it. They are not reported because they want to show it on the map.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? Are you afraid?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid. My faith lies in God and not man. My name is Jody O'Malley, and I'm a master's prepared registered nurse.
Well, first of all, your hospital is run by HHS, correct?
I work for Health and Human Services with an Indian Health Services branch for the Native Americans.
These are federal employees.
Yes.
We work for the government. I mean, the main thing is we have to follow.
I know. I mean, that's another thing. I don't know how much longer I'll be here.
Here.
I know.
Are the policies and administrators coming directly from the federal government?
Yes.
The problem in here, they are not doing the study. People that had it, you know, and the people that have been vaccinated, they're not doing any antibody testing.
Now you got this guy in room four who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday, has been short of breath. Okay, now his BNP is elevated, D-dimer elevated, ALT, all his liver enzymes are elevated, his PT, PTINR is elevated.
He's got myocarditis.
Yes!
Oh, this is bullshit.
Let's see.
Probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right,
but now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, and you know what? But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he?
Oh,
it happened. Right, what is it? 60 days after, if you see anything?
They have got to.
But how many people are reporting?
They are not reporting.
Right.
Because they want to show it under the under the map.
In this instance with Dr. Gonzalez, what patient was she referring to, or without saying
the name? She was referring to that patient that had congestive heart failure.
Congestive heart failure. And in that particular patient's case, it was not reported.
No.
I'm going to have to transfer you to another hospital. We don't have cardiologists here. And what you're developing is like a congestive heart failure. Okay? And that's not good. I don't know where this is coming from. Mm-hmm. On July 29th, you had the first COVID vaccine. Mm-hmm. And August 19th, you had the second. You know, you don't have COVID. Okay? But you have got a lot of symptoms, you know. And you're developing congestive heart failure.
Were there other instances that they didn't report?
Oh, I've seen dozens of people come in with an adverse reaction.
Was one of the ones you saw a 15-year-old with blood clots?
Yes. Yeah, so I was just covering a nurse. He's in here with bilateral PEs, but he's fine. And I'm like, okay. So he wasn't on oxygen or anything like that. And I said, was he vaccinated? And then she's like, I don't know. So then I looked in the chart, and he was. He had the Pfizer vaccine at the end of July, and he was due for a second dose. So this is essentially 2 to 3 weeks later. Most likely cause of hypoxia, unusual PE at this age. Unclear etiology. They don't know why he got it.
So how do we know that the blood clots, or how do you know that the blood clots are a result of the COVID vaccine?
Because this is a 15-year-old, normal weight, healthy child. No reason for him to have a blood clot.
It's a shame they're not treating people.
I know.
Like they're supposed to, like they should. And I think they want people to die.
And how many have you seen that have gotten vaccinated here?
Side effects? A lot.
A lot?
Have you seen it too? Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
writing the birth report?
Nobody, because it takes over a half an hour to write the damn thing.
Right.
The CDC website, it says that you're required to report adverse events following vaccinations. Is there a policy at the hospital for reporting these complications?
There's never been any directive sent out on reporting. With this vaccine, we are in stage 3 clinical trials. Normally, stage 3 clinical trials is where you gather your data. What the responsibility on everyone is to gather that data and report it. And if we're not gathering that data and reporting it, then how are we going to say that this is safe and approved for you?
How come after 18 months we haven't had any research? Isn't that fishy to you?
It doesn't.
It's super fishy.
Not that it hasn't been done. It hasn't been published. That's
it has been probably being done because the government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
What does she mean by full of shit?
It's not doing what its purpose was.
And what is Dr. McGee saying in that video?
He's trying to defend the vaccine.
Why would he do that?
Because that's his view on it. His view is get the vaccine, it's science, right? If we all just get it, this will all be over with.
That's a bunch of bullshit. And what do we do?
I don't know. But there's so much I'm going to blow up.
So much? How do we do that?
Like, you know, Project Veritas.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? It's not what a lot of people would do. They're scared. They're afraid.
What prompted me to do this was when I was house supervisor one night, and one of my coworkers had taken the vaccine, and she didn't want to. She had went throughout this entire pandemic working in the intensive care unit. It pretty much was a COVID unit.
Yeah, it's really sad. She had just come back from surgery from leave 2 weeks ago, a little over 2 weeks, and then got her first dose of vaccine after surviving this entire pandemic.
She didn't want to take it. She didn't want to take it because of her religious beliefs. And she was coerced into taking it. And it's like, nobody should have to decide between their livelihood, being a part of the team in the hospital, or take the vaccine. Now we're just making people take it, and then there's reactions to it, and then you have a medication that has been shown effective and surely has no adverse reactions for trying it.
Did Dr. Bhagwa talk to you about prescribing ivermectin for...
Not a lot of the facilities.
And so physicians can't prescribe off-label use medication here?
Not for COVID. They did it with hydroxychloroquine, and it was really bad, and so they are not allowing it right now.
She said, yes, I would agree to write for this because she's not contraindicated. And
Dr. Bhagwa said that?
Yes.
I am stuck. I am told you are absolutely not to use it under any circumstances whatsoever for somebody with COVID unless you don't want to have a job. I am not going to lose my job.
Damn.
They were not allowing, they were going to lose their job if they allowed you to use that drug.
Right. Nuts. Right now, what is plaguing this country is the spirit of fear.
Are you afraid?
It's my career, you know. It's how I help people. But am I afraid? I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid because my faith lies in God and not man. So I have two older kids that are on their own. And I have a 12-year-old at home that I care for on my own. You know, like, what kind of person would I be if I knew all of this? This is evil. This is evil at the highest level. You have the FDA. You have the CDC that are both supposed to be protecting us, but they are under the government. And everything that we've done so far is unscientific.
Are you afraid they're going to retaliate against you?
Yeah. I'm a federal employee. What other federal employees do you see coming out?
But you put your faith in God.
Amen.
How Deception Propaganda. A new book by James O'Keefe. Pre-order now at AmericanMuckraker.com.
All right. So, I wanted to make sure I played that that part one. I'll be watching for all the other parts as they come out. So... none of that is shocking, except that you have a You have someone who is a doctor directly working in the Health and Human Services that is coming out. And my guess is that this person will probably be fired over the next few days, if she's lucky.
I would imagine so. That seems to be the trend. Speak out against the narrative, lose your job.
Yeah, just imagine if she accidentally somehow dies in a car crash over the next few days and nobody's going to say anything was fishy. It's just that she died in a car crash.
Just purely coincidental, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they'll be, you know, conveniently placed like alcohol bottles and some pills and stuff in the car as well, just to, you know, make it look real.
Yeah, just in case something ever happens to proof, I am known for being about as straight edge as they come. I've never smoked a cigarette. I've never done anything with a marijuana. I've never smoked it. I've never snorted it. I've never injected myself with it. I've drank alcohol exactly 2 times in my life, and it's been a very long time, and I'm not even interested. I don't partake in any of that stuff. I couldn't afford to live my lifestyle if I had to buy garbage. So just in case something ever happens to me, if anybody planted anything, it's because it was planted. It wasn't me doing the planting. I wouldn't
exactly
even know where to get
it
that
out
stuff.
There.
I know where to get alcohol, of course, but I wouldn't know. I don't have a favorite drug dealer. I don't even know if I know a drug dealer. I've never inquired.
Well,
I guess I could put
it
on
comes
Facebook
to marijuana,
right now.
Oregon, you don't have to find a drug dealer, just a store.
Well, I realize that, but if I just wrote on Facebook, I would like to buy one crack, please. Does anyone know where I can buy one crack? I don't think I'd even get a response.
Probably not.
Because there's not exactly Crack Mart out there.
Exactly.
So just wanted to share that. I'll go ahead and bring Critic
yeah,
in right now. So, but go ahead if you have something, finish up, and then I'll say hi to Critic real quick.
Oh, okay, I was just going to agree with you. Like, I'll put it out there myself, too, if anything ever happens to me. Number one, I don't drive drunk. I don't drive stoned. I don't drive, you know, like, so if anything happens to me like that, and I would never, ever, you know, off myself either. So, you know, if I'm suddenly suicided, everybody out there just know it's not
yeah,
true.
Yeah, I need to clarify that, too, I guess, just every so often that, yeah, I have no interest in doing any negative damage to myself or anyone out there. So if anything happens, I didn't do it.
Right on. Ditto here.
So, Critic, what's the word on the street? I know you're busy packing and spending the last few days in Liberalville.
Well, I'm actually all packed up. Everything is ready for the movers to go tomorrow and stuff by UPS. And day after tomorrow, I'm out of here.
All right. So how are you getting to St. George on your own? Are you just somebody driving you down there?
Yeah, I told you who was driving me down.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to confirm for the crowd here. So, you decided that you're gonna take that Idaho route down.
Well, I'm gonna have to fight to do it, but if I remember correctly, doesn't 15 go all the way to Coeur d'Alene?
I know it goes up, but I've never been to Idaho.
Well, I know it goes through Boise, and I believe Boise, Coeur d'Alene to Boise is the straight shot. So if I take 90 to Coeur d'Alene, so if 15 goes up to Coeur d'Alene, then you go down through Idaho, then that's a straight shot. But I'm going to have to argue and fuss and fight because a certain person is a hard man to deal with.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I mean, just
hard. Is he upset that you're moving to St. George?
No, he's actually happy about that because he's about the same distance you are from St. George, in fact, because he's on the other side of the freeway. So.
Yo, that's true, yeah.
But, you know, everything is ready to go and just in time because I think an old asshole up here, our governor, announced that they're now interviewing for detention camp people.
Oh, really? I didn't see that yet.
Yeah, I think it was Owen Troyer that talked about it today on the War Room.
The one day I missed the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm already and ready to go. I did talk to the housing manager. They know I'm on my way down there. I just got to confirm an appointment with them. But I've already signed the lease, so... It may have to be after the fact, but as long as they've approved the house, it should not be an issue.
All right, so you can get in there before the first then.
Yeah, well, I already signed the lease for the 20th and paid a deposit, so, you know.
Okay.
I'm kind of on the hook anyway, so.
All right.
But, yeah, I've been working hard the last 2 days, and got everything packed up. I just need to wrap up one piece of glass, and my dad can bust up the remaining boxes that I don't need and put them in the recycler. And other than that, I'm set to go.
Okay. I don't blame you. It's something that I contemplate a lot over here.
Yeah, I tell anybody in any of these blue states that if you feel that it's worth fighting for, you know, you can attempt to. But, you know, we saw what happened with Larry Elder, so.
Yeah, well, they needed that California. I don't think they need it. They don't need some of the other states as bad, but that is true that they know how to. They know how to turn parts of the United States into third world nations. So that's what Democrats like.
Well, that's the way this state is heading. You know, you got these areas giving away free bus fare, free this, free that, you know, mask mandates. Now, there's some areas in Washington that's not doing that, you know, some counties and stuff. But, you know. You know, Seattle's bankrupt. You know, the education system, the last time I checked, they were $74 million in the hole. The state's bankrupt. All that money that disappeared from unemployment fund and all of that.
Oh, I wanted to just bring this up in passing here because I am afraid I might not get to it if I don't think about it. So... I don't know if you guys heard, but the debt ceiling is up against it again. And so what Nancy Pelosi and company are trying to do is they're trying to now put the debt ceiling into this biggest spending bill ever. So they're trying to make that part of the other deal that Sinema and Manchin already said no to. Along with making sure that amnesty is in the bill this time, because the first time that they did the bill, and 19 Republicans said yes, then it went back to Congress, and they didn't like it because it didn't. They want amnesty now, so they wanted to add to the bill. So they were not happy with just taking the victory. They needed an even bigger victory.
Of course not. Enough is never enough with them. They just leave.
Yeah, like they just got the biggest spending bill ever in the history of probably the world, and that wasn't good enough for them. Now they need to add to the debt spending with the debt ceiling, and then they need to have amnesty for everybody. So no border period from now on. I wonder how many of those 19 senators are going to say yes to this.
Well, this country is so done for. I swear the red states are going to have to either form their own governments or form their own countries and get away from it, because you know, I don't see how they're going to bail out of it. And it doesn't matter really anyway, because it's all fiat money. You know that.
Well, let me just bring this up then to everybody out here. So China's financial system is about to collapse. And with that, the United States is going to go right along with that. So if our U.S. dollar collapses, which is an extremely likely chance after China's money collapses, you're going to have a worldwide crisis as far as money goes.
Well, so, let me put it to you.
So they're probably going to push that that brand new currency at some point, maybe by the end of the year, maybe in early 2022. But I think at some point soon you're going to hear about this even more than COVID.
So let me put it to you this way. This move is costing me a little bit more than I anticipated, but I looked at it this way. It's only money, because it may not be good soon, so spend
right.
it while you get it. I got some.
I understand.
Still here. I still have some hidden away, but, you know, for a rainy day, but, you know, none of it's going to matter anyway.
No, and it especially won't matter if you're not willing to put the mark of the beast on your wrist in order to buy and sell. There's going to be a lot of fools out there that want that quantum dot tattoo, because then they'll be able to go to stores and they'll be able to buy stuff. First, it was the wearing the scams on your face, and everybody was like, well, it's just a scam. I'll still, as long as I get to go to GMO King, I'll wear a scam on my face. Then it became the gene therapy, and people, some people resisted, but for the most part, they're like, well, let me get my gene therapy so I could still go to GMO King. And they call it health pass, so I would like to know, where is it considered a health pass to go to GMO King? And I'll hold. Go ahead, either one of you.
Well, Inner City Transit is making their drivers take it. And the guy was telling me that yesterday, and I told him, I said, well, you know, we all got to make our choices and stuff. But one thing I did kind of say to him about that is that, you know, as far as wisdom, I do my research and I get my wisdom from the scriptures.
Yes. Hold on. That's right. I got something for that. Let me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to take too long. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I don't know how he took it, but, you know, I think it did make him think. Is it really worth it having that kind of a debt? It doesn't matter anyway if you get sick.
Yeah, my parents told me today that my two sisters and one of my brothers thinks I'm one of the dumbest people that they know because I refuse to do any of this to go into stores. They think I'm dumber than a box of rocks because I'm willing to move next year if this situation stays the same. And why don't I just get it so I could be like everyone else?
That reminds me, have you heard any more from your daughters?
No.
Hmm.
No, that was it. I figured they might call on my birthday, but obviously not.
Well, all you can do is pray for them.
Yeah, I mean, they both probably got the gene therapies, and they're living their lives, and I'm just a dumb old person that doesn't care about anybody.
Well, you can't tell any people. It's like I'm dealing with my uncle, and he is a hard person to deal with. And,
yeah.
You know, but I said, you know, as far as my aunt's situation is concerned, that God has a way to of taking care of those things. So I still have some time. And he took the third booster shot. So.
Hmm.
What do you think might happen?
Well, I know that my wife's dad, and I don't know, I can't confirm whether he got the third shot or not, but he said he wanted it the first day it came out, and he's currently in the hospital right now.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not wishing for anything to happen. I'm not wishing.
Oh, I understand. I'm the same way. But it's inevitable that if they tell you that having a heart attack, if you already have a heart condition and you're getting this, you're asking for it.
Yeah. I know.
They have to put warning labels on it now. They're required. The FDA just approved five-year-olds to get this gene therapy. And in Cuba and other countries like Israel, they're giving these out at 2 years old. And in the United States, they're now starting to finally put on there that a warning that these could lead to heart conditions because it's happened so many times, but they're still going to make you risk a heart attack in order to, like I said before, go to a store. You're required to get gene therapies that could end your life. And if people are dumb enough to stand in line for this, then people get what they deserve. And there's not much else I can say with that.
Theologians 2:11.
I already know I'm going to be ostracized from life. At this point, I'm happier knowing that the nice gentleman upstairs that blessed us with everything here is going to take care of me, provided I do all the right things here that I'm supposed to do. So at some point, it's going to come to a head, and we'll just have to figure it out.
People may want to reject that, but I think that that's the problem because people have shunned God and not followed the word of God. And, you know, as a result, look what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't necessarily say, you know, I might have been the most pious person through my life, but I never rejected God.
Exactly. I understand. I think that's where a lot of us are.
And, you know, there's times that I might have questioned certain things, but one of the reasons, and I'll just say this, and I'm not trying to make this a religious or holy show, but a lot of it kind of had to do with my grandfather's spirit after he died, and a lot of things that in my life that I've kind of witnessed that kind of pulled me out of trouble and stuff had a lot to do with him coming to me. And it was one of the reasons that, you know, I wasn't able to, that I never rejected it. But, you know, everybody wanting to live this secular life, liberals thinking that they're so intellectual, smarter than everybody, smarter than God, atheists, all of that nonsense and stuff, well, they're going to see where it gets them. And we're here.
Yeah, exactly.
But at least I'm getting the hell out of this.
The hard way, though.
Well, at least I'm getting the hell out of this place. And this is, I've been here collectively 30 years. Been here since 1991. With the exception of the year and a half that I was down there in Vegas.
Yeah.
And from what you're telling me, I'm not sure I'm going to step foot over the border. So, I don't know.
Well, you got mosquito over there, I guess, if you really wanted to. But I would never, at this rate, I don't know if I ever want to come to Vegas again.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the Sin City, Fun City, and all of that. Doesn't look like it now.
Yeah, well, St. George will be quite a bit different.
Well, it's just, what, 150 miles from you, so it's not like
yeah.
You got a long trek to go. I thought about Montana, but, you know, it's just so damn cold in the winter.
Yeah, I think St. George will be all right, though.
Well, it's enough away from Salt Lake City.
Yes.
And it's enough out in the desert and stuff. And Joe Skousen did say that was a good place to go
to
strategic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the final straw for you when you heard Joe Skousen say that and me saying that?
You know, I was thinking about that because he was talking about that before the election.
Yes.
And I said, because I had a feeling that Trump might not make it, although I didn't want to be negative, but that's kind of one of the reasons I was keeping my eye out. It was either going to be here, down there, or it was going to be in Montana somewhere. Either Montana or South Dakota or either Western Nebraska. But now my mother and I were arguing the other night because she wants to know how many black people are up there in St. George and stuff and be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, but the important thing
is
that nobody cares about that in St. George.
No. No, that's what I tried to tell her. But, you know, they're from that generation that they can't let go of the civil rights movement. They have chips on their shoulders and stuff. And, you know, just excuse me.
They love the people that put them in bondage, though, because they are beholden to whatever the Democrat Party tells them for the rest of their lives.
Well, you know, and she forgets when we moved to Arizona, there was not that many black people. And in fact, when I went to Thunderbird, I was maybe one of 30 black kids, at least that's what they said. There were over there out of 1,800, and
yeah.
I don't ever recall seeing another black male besides me. There may have been some in the underclasses, but you know, it's not like that's the first time that I've ever gone to that. I don't care about that stuff. I told her, look, I care more about when I come out of my house or something that I'm safe on the street and don't have to worry about somebody shooting me up. Like they're in Chicago or they're in Omaha.
Yes.
So, That generation you'll never get them out of that town. You'll never get them out of that mindset.
No, that's it. If we could live like Cuba, I had an argument with somebody once, and I even put it in a Broccoli Man cartoon that I said we're turning into North Korea, and this person honestly said to me, well, North Korea is not that bad. They don't put out a lot of carbon.
That's not all they don't put out. It's like none of these people
so because people don't own cars and never mind that they'll live under a dictatorship, that's okay because they're not using a lot, so therefore they are worth more.
Well, that's where we were bad. We were spoiled. These progressive cities were spoiled. They've never been to any of these countries that they think is such Valhalla that they're sitting around there cheering. Oh, they got socialized medicine. You know, oh, they're good on their carbon and stuff. Well, terrible on human rights, but, that doesn't seem to matter to them. Well, you're going to find out now just how wonderful you think they are.
So, Bianchi wants to join us. Do you mind if we hit the phones and bring on someone else?
Oh, yeah. Bianchi.
All right, Marianne, you're still here, right? All right. So,
yep, I'm
Bianchi,
still here.
Welcome.
Bring him in.
What are you guys doing tonight? How's everything?
Welcome in, sir.
Critic, I had to laugh when you said it. I'm getting the hell out of here.
Well, I told you that on Saturday when I talked to you.
Yeah, that was something else. You, Barb, when you was mentioning all the things you have never done, you know what? You remind me of myself. You sure we not brothers or something like that?
Well, I don't know, but I definitely feel like I'm an outcast in the black race. But, I don't really give a shit because I've always been a loner anyway.
Your host was telling about that he don't use drugs, he don't drink. Well, I never have used drugs, never have drunk. Never had one moving violation in my life.
Poop and I both.
Oh, I've gotten a few tickets for 5 miles an hour over. I promise you that.
I had a cop stop me, and I told him, I haven't had a moving violation since 1973. He said, I tell you what, if I don't find nothing, you go. He came back, gave me my license, you go.
Yeah, that's about the worst that I've done, and I don't think I've had one since, maybe 2001 or something like that.
I think you made a good choice when you chose not to go to Montana, man. The snow up there is knee-deep to a tall, isn't it?
It's beautiful country. I've been through there, and I like it, and I like it in the summertime, but I've been through there in the winter, and when it was like 3 degrees, and it was like, I'm sure it gets even colder than that, and that was in March, early March, and it was like, but it's beautiful country.
That's what the Lutheran Association and Lutheran Charities between them African up in North Dakota and in Minnesota, taking them off of equatorial regions in Africa, and they take a bunch of them and put them in them areas. That's a hell of a way to show some friendship, ain't it? People never seen snow before in their life, probably, except standing off from the long distance looking at the mountains.
Hey, I wanted to bring something up because you brought something up with me last week, Bianchi, and I went ahead and went to the website to become an ordained minister.
Oh, great. Now we can start calling you Rev.
So I applied for it. I was approved, but I have to buy the paperwork, I guess. And there's stuff I have to watch.
It's $29, I think, with tax.
Yes, but if I also want to marry somebody, there's an additional fee with that. And I might just do it for the sake of doing it, even if it doesn't amount to anything.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a good one for you. You can marry people.
Yeah. I mean, for an extra 30, 40, 50 bucks, whatever it is, I don't know. But if I did all that, the paperwork and all combined is less than $100, including shipping. So I figure, why not?
Then if anyone get on you about a mask or a vaccine, tell them that you are an ordained minister and your body is the temple of God, like it says in the Bible.
Yeah, I have to write all that stuff out. So, yeah.
And you refuse to contaminate the temple of God.
And I feel that way personally about tattoos also. So if the quantum dot tattoo becomes a thing with this next booster, obviously I'm not going to deal with that. I'm not putting a mark on my body just to be allowed to go into GMO King.
Which none of us frequent anyway.
Well, all of this is going to develop into a big fist fight pretty soon.
Oh, I know it is. But we just have to stay strong because eventually they're going to lose. And the way I look at it, liberals want to fight us, but we have the weapons and they don't.
Yeah, they gave their weapons away. Or came by.
Well, they always end up destroying themselves anyway. That's the thing. You know, enough is never enough. They always want more. You give them more, and they want
even
more.
If you give them a victory, like what Congress got last month with that ridiculous spending bill, and 19 Republican senators agreed, and then they threw that away and said, "No, we want more." I don't know that Mitt Romney and Grassley and all them are going to say no, but I would laugh my brains out if they came to their senses and did not give them a victory because of amnesty and putting this debt ceiling bill in there. I expect it to pass anyway, but I think it would be extremely hilarious if all those senators said no this time.
And you know something? They think that China is going to bail them out. China is going to drop them like a whore's panties. They're using them for whatever they can get out of them.
China,
dropping them.
Don't be surprised if China tries to call in their debt. This Evergrande thing's serious. That's going to cripple their nation and maybe every other nation's finances with it.
Yeah, now you got blacks calling racism because they're sending Haitians back.
Well, if they're mad about it, let those people that are complaining, let them sponsor a Haitian family in their house.
You know, the organized 5,000 people, the way we're watching, has to be some organization. You had to feed them, give them water.
Yeah, I asked that today in my spy book, Bianchi. I would like to know how 5,000 people all today just decided to wear I'm with Biden T-shirts to go across the border.
Yeah, ain't that something else? Where are they getting this from?
So did they all just go to the store and buy the same shirt and just coincidentally just ran into other people that bought this shirt today? Because that's what they're trying to make it sound like. And
maybe
how did they get across the border? Because you can't just walk your way from Haiti to Mexico. As far as I know, maybe you can, but I don't expect many of those people to walk from Haiti to Mexico.
Well, you know where they should have went? They should have went to the Dominican Republic, right next door to them.
Maybe they weren't accepting them.
Possibly. United States give those countries, I don't know how much money. I was just getting, the United States was obligated to give Haiti $207 million, and they gave him $266 million.
Yeah. I guess they figured we had extra money laying around.
They was obligated to give Iran $917.7 million, and they gave them only $5.5 million. But check this out. There's another African country called Gabon. They was obligated to give them $8.5 million, and they gave them $866 million. What the hell?
Yeah.
You know where that extra, you know where that extra money is going with Gabon? It's going to France. Somebody in France. What?
Yeah, I didn't look at that. I don't know. I trust you, I guess. But
that's
I
on
US, don't know the
USAID. They have that on their
okay.
site. But if I was president, I wouldn't give nobody anything.
Yeah, my father is going to be awfully surprised when he gets here in a little bit and he sees everything packed up and there's nothing for him to do.
Oh, he was expecting to come up and help you?
Well, he's one of these people that always has to be busy, you know, one of these busybodies and stuff like that, and can't sit still. And because the last time he came up here, I was kind of sick and really couldn't do anything. But he's going to be surprised that all he has to do is basically come in and either take a shower and relax and go to bed, or he's going to be surprised. So, but when I've moved enough time.
He can't be that mad as you packed your own stuff.
Well, I've moved enough times in my lifetime to know not to play around and to get things together and not to leave things to chance. I'm constantly making arrangements, constantly checking on them and stuff because, you know, there's that adage, if it can go wrong, it can go wrong. And if you want something done right, do it yourself. Don't rely on others to do it for you.
So even the comedian Sarah Silverman came out and said it's time to break up the United States into red and blue.
Oh, no. Yeah, I heard her. Does she think that that's going to be a blue wonderland? All your blue states are broke. Now under vaccine mandates and all this stuff, wearing masks and stuff, does she think... And you know the reason that they push that step, because they always think that they're exempt from it. They want it for everybody
else. Oh, and so far they are. So far they are exempt.
But you know what? There's no honor amongst thieves.
No. Yeah, the only reason why they do stuff is that they know that they're protected, so it's okay.
Oh, yeah, just like that old mayor up there in San Francisco. You know, they're at parties and stuff. And, you know, they don't have to wear masks and stuff like that, but they're making everybody else do. And you know they're not taking
the vaccine. Including 3-year-olds at daycares that parents have to go pick their kids up because their kid refuses to keep his scam on.
And if they are, they're not taking the same time that they're making everybody else take.
But liberals don't understand. Liberals are going to liberal, and they're going to justify that their 1%, their leaders, are not going to listen to their own edicts. But that's okay.
Well, I'm just so done with up here. It's just not funny. I'm tired of fighting the bullshit. And I almost sued that bus company, but, you know, I figure, well, I'm getting out of here anyway, and it isn't worth it to fight him. But I'm just done with you.
I understand. I'm almost there myself.
You know, when you're just done, you're just done. You know, it's just time to get up and pull up and move stakes. But, you know, I've done it all my life. This is not like this is the first time.
I know a lot of people are moving to Texas, and Texas sounds good, but I'm just afraid that Democrats look at Texas as like the grand prize. And I don't know if they could snake out an election scam, but they're going to try.
Yeah, and then, you know, a lot of them, you know, cities are blue and trying to get away with their so-called mask mandates and stuff like that, even though Abbott has made a law against it.
Oh, they're trying.
You know, they're trying.
And they don't mind going to court and having the judge tell them to knock it off.
No, I haven't heard of anything like that going on in Utah. You know, maybe.
No, they pretty much left that alone so far. This time around. Last year they were pushing it hard. This year they're not getting involved.
Well, that's, you know, because they have the idea, as many blacks, well, they're so racist up there. You know, that's Mormon country. And I'm like, well, you know, I've been through Utah before, and I've even stayed a couple of nights in Salt Lake City when I went down to that trucking school. And I never had any issues or problems. But they just don't want to leave that alone.
So, Bianchi, you have anything else for us here tonight?
No, it's kind of hard to add to you guys' conversation. You pretty much covered it all.
Sorry. It's kind of what I have to do here.
All right, I'm going to hang up. I'll talk to you later. Hey, Critic, good luck to
you. All right, thank you. All right, thank you. All right, so I'll go ahead and bring on our next caller here. I have Joe in here that wants to say hi.
Yeah, Joe, I want to let Joe. You know these two guys, Critic and Bianchi, don't listen to them. They're these alt-right, right-winger Trump supporters. They're up to no good. No good whatsoever.
You're such a silly joker. I know you better than that, Joe.
Is that Lorianne?
It is Lorianne. Hello, hello. Hey. Yes, it is.
How you doing?
I recognize your number, and I know that you've been trying to get a hold of us, and like every time we're about to bring you on, then you drop, and so we're like, we got to try to get him on.
Yeah, I mean, I know 20 minutes waiting is, you know, it's kind of long, but hey, Critic, this used to be your old stomping grounds, right? Freedomizer?
Yeah.
Oh, did he drop? Oh, he's still there. Okay. Yeah.
Proof and I go back about, what is it, 11, 12 years, something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I remember you telling me on Diamond
years,
Show.
Believe it or not, Joe.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. There have been people who have been around for a pretty long time. And it's a good thing. People need to spread the word. Some people have dropped off. Can't blame them for that. So how are you doing, Lorianne?
I am hanging in there. I'm doing overall pretty well. Oregon finally got some rain over the weekend, 1.4 inches. So that's big news around here because we haven't had any kind of measurable rain around here for months. So I'm pretty happy about that.
So
did we. It rained yesterday and the other day. Well, today. Today is Monday.
I hear there's a drought going on in California, and the scuttlebutt is that it's man-made. Anybody know anything about that?
Well, I remember when Governor Moonbeam was in power the first time around, that they rearranged some of the water and the pipelines and such, so that certain areas don't get as much. It wasn't done as let's take water away, but it was more or less one of those. It's green and it's for the environment thing, so they moved some stuff around and totally screwed themselves over.
Well, leave it up to the government, regardless of whether it's Republican or Democrat.
I don't know who said it, but one of my favorite quotes ever is when they said, if you let Democrats run the Sahara Desert in 5 years, they'd be out of sand.
Yeah, same thing when they, if you ever want to mess anything up, just put the government in and say it's a war on something, like war on poverty, war on drugs, and it will continue forever. So, yeah, put the government in front in charge of anything. You're going to get a boondoggle. You're going to get overextensions of time. You're going to get people who are investigated but never indicted. It's just the way the government is. Anyway, I just called in to say hi to Laurie Ann and to Critic and to Bianchi. So I'll let you guys get back to the show. I'll call in another time, Laurie Ann. I'll take it easy now.
Okay. Sorry that I had to be here. Sorry that I had to be here and ruin all the fun for you, though, Joe.
Well, that's all right. You'll probably hang up on me again and say, hey, he got disconnected. All right, I'll see you guys.
We didn't hang up on you. Thanks for calling in, Joe. Good to hear from you.
All right. So, yeah, you got your secret admirer out of the way, at least.
I know Joe, too. Yeah, I know Joe, too.
Okay.
Him and Beyonce are both on the Donnie C. show on Saturday.
And don't forget, he was a Freedomizer listener when we first came out.
Right on. I didn't know that. All I know is he was my first caller on my first Lucid Libertarian show when I kicked it off, and he was great. We had a good time with him then, and he's tried to get on a few times and call drop. And I think we tried to screen him at first, and then it got like disconnected after trying to use the screen feature, something like that. So. Yeah, I don't know.
He might not have been a frequent caller because I don't remember him being a listener. He might have been, but...
Oh, I remember. When we had Ron Hicks with us, he used to call into that show a lot.
Oh, okay. He was on the... I can't remember. Was he on the weekend or weekday?
I can't remember. There's too many hosts and too long ago.
I think, if I remember correctly, I think he might have been on after my show on the weekend.
Yeah, I wish I could remember that stuff. There's just too many hosts over the years, and I can't remember them all.
What do I got to do to be memorable?
Stay around a while, I guess.
That's my plan.
Well, I tell you, I'm feeling a lot better. I think my alternative medicine is really working. And that's another reason I'm not going to take the mark of the beast. Because I work too hard and have spent too much money to just reverse it all.
And don't worry, with the with the mark of the beast, they don't accept medical exemptions or religious exemptions. That's the last thing you'll hear from them.
Well, we're certainly seeing it in our lifetime. Did you ever think you'd see it in your lifetime?
No, I didn't expect it.
Yeah, I always kind of thought it was like something in the far-off future that we wouldn't really be worried about right now in my lifetime. But we sure are.
I thought there was a chance that maybe with Agenda 2030 they might bring some stuff out, but I thought they might bring it out then, and by 2030 we'd be in our 60s, and it may or may not pertain to us.
Well, you know, I remember my grandparents always warning about this, well, particularly my grandmother. And my granduncle and stuff, it always kind of, you know, and there were things that my grandfather did, you know, for survival and to prepare for stuff. And, you know, I always loved and respected him, but I didn't understand why he did certain things. And it wasn't until after he passed and I started spending time with his brother and their family. And, you know, he was much like him in a lot of ways, but I got to understand why he did what he did. And I have to say, he was a wise man for doing what he did.
Well, he taught you.
I wish his son had inherited those traits. Unfortunately, he didn't. He's the type of person that seems to think, because he's real educated and stuff, that he knows everything, and that it's his place to be guiding everybody. I'm like, no, it isn't. And wisdom does not come from books. It comes from life experience. And if you want real wisdom, you get that from the scriptures.
Well, wisdom seems to escape a lot of people, even with life experience, as evident with all the people that are perfectly willing to take these jabs and get chipped and whatever they need to do for their convenience. Wisdom hasn't shined a light on them very much.
In the end, it's not worth it, because you can't enjoy life if you skip all the time and suffer. And believe me, I've been there, and I know what that feels like.
Yep.
You don't get any enjoyment out of that. You have to.
I mean, I just kind of feel like if getting this jab is anything like when I took the one and only flu shot that I've ever had, like 12 years ago, if it is anything like how I felt all winter long getting sick with every single bug that came across the office, I was sick all winter long that year, unlike any other time ever in my life. And if this shot is anything like that flu shot, I want nothing to do with it, period.
And
you know, no way.
And that's the thing in those flu shots, because everybody that I know that gets them always ends up getting sick with the flu. You know, it's supposed to prevent it. And, you know, they always wind up sick. And I've never gotten one and never been interested. And when I was younger, I would just sweat it out, basically. You know, I'd just, you know, take maybe some home remedies or, you know, drink hot liquids or whatever and, you know, quarantine for however many days I needed to, and I just basically sweated it out. I never got into that, you know, that vaccine business and the flu stuff like that. Because I know so many people that got messed up from that, including my uncle, who I just mentioned a few minutes ago, took it and ended up getting shingles from it.
Really? He got shingles
mm-hmm.
from a vaccine.
The flu vaccine.
I just know another reason why I won't take them.
I ever got a flu shot, I was at my one day job, and they were giving out $50 Visa gift cards for those who wanted to get the flu shot. So this was before, of course, I was involved in any Truth Radio. So I got my flu shot, and that was the sickest I probably ever was in my life.
Yeah, you know that that's always bad news.
But I had to call out for 5 days, and they let me go because I called out 5 days in a row.
Yeah. Now,
so,
you know,
yeah, I don't think that was worth it.
They had a bribe you into it.
Right.
Yeah, for me, I ended up taking all of my 5 personal days, 6 days from my job, plus had to go into my vacation time that year. And normally, like, I always have my personal time, like, still there by the end of the year. You know, maybe the entire year I use 1 or 2, and I still have, you know, like, 3 left. But that year that I took that flu shot, no. I burned through all of my personal time plus the vacation time that I had accrued and still had to come into work, you know, because I was sick sometimes, but I had no, you know, remaining time off. So I had to drag my butt in being sick. Mm-hmm. And, so I just vowed never to take that flu shot ever again and avoid any kind of vaccines because I just know that, you know, if that's how my experience was with just that one flu shot, then I'm pretty sure that I'm not going to have a very good experience with this COVID jab or any other kind of vaccine that they want to push into me.
Yeah, almost every person that I know that got the flu shot always wound up getting sick. Always, almost invariably, always, almost. Always, my cousin and aunt used to take that, and every time, especially around the holiday time, they were always in bed sick as dogs. And, you know, I would get sick from time to time, but not like that. And I just, you know, with me, my attitude has always been to sweat it out. You know, and that kind of was my mother's attitude, to basically sweat it out. Both of us had the swine flu in the mid-70s, and, you know, she decided, and was talking with the neighbor, that they weren't going to go through it because, especially with black folks, because they very well remember the Tuskegee experiment, and they were always trying to roll those out and use black people as the beta test for that stuff. So, you know, we just sweated it on out, and we were fine.
Same with me. I have normally a pretty strong immune system, and if I do get something, I'm over it in a couple of days, and that's about it, with the exception of April of 2019, which I still highly suspect was COVID, or something very similar to it, because both my mom and I got sick with the same thing. It took us 3 weeks to get over it. It was horrible. Like, I've don't remember being that sick for that long, like, ever in my life. And like I said, normally I would kick it, you know, but that whatever I had in April 2019 really kicked my butt. But I can tell you one thing, I have not been sick with a single thing since, you know, not a single mild cold, nothing. So, you know, my immune system really got a workout in April of 2019 for those 3 weeks. Ever since then, it's strong as can be. So, you know, it's a testament to my immune system that whatever it was, I got over it, and I haven't been dealing with any kind of cold or flu or anything since then.
But you get these people that have been vaccinated 2 and 3 times that are saying you're the ones getting them sick, even though you haven't been sick in years, and they're the ones that are sick.
Or you're not even around them.
Yes.
That's the other thing. Now, that friend
yeah,
that
somehow
I told
when
you,
I'm here at home, I'm supposedly infecting everybody. Right. You know, they just don't want to admit that this
Portland,
COVID
Oregon,
vaccine is not great.
You in Portland, Oregon is infecting someone in Ames, Iowa because you chose not to get a gene therapy and they just got their third booster.
Exactly. It can't be that these COVID jabs are completely worthless. That can't possibly be the case. No.
Right, but how many of them are going to watch that Project Veritas stuff?
Oh, you
almost
know they're going to, oh, that's just a bunch of conspiracy theory stuff, and they're going to dismiss
it. Yeah, they don't want to hear actually people in the higher-ups and FDA and the Health and Human Services. They don't want that. They don't want to know that several doctors quit over the alleged, and it wasn't even an approval. They're approving a gene therapy that's coming out in 2025.
Well, maybe they might do trial clinicals on in 2025. It may be.
Yes. Yeah, Israel last week just announced that they're about to start looking into side effects of the gene therapy, and they already have the people on their fourth. They're going to roll out gene therapy number 5 here pretty soon. And they haven't even looked at side effects. But then again, if they have no liabilities, they don't have to look at any side effects. As long as they know how to make money, they don't care.
Exactly, and the CDC isn't even interested in studying if these COVID jabs are causing ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement. They don't want to even research that or look at that at all, even though evidence is coming up more and more that that's exactly what's happening. They're completely ignoring any possibility that ADE could be resulting from these COVID jabs.
I don't know if you guys saw this one, but the CDC voted against the next booster by 16-2. They had 18 people vote. 16 of them voted against it. So what they did was that the government took it away from the Fraud and Death Administration, who said no, and they gave it to the National Health Institute, the NIH. So the NIH will now approve it.
Which you know is going to be Fauci's signature.
So they want to say trust the Fraud and Death Administration, but when they say no, they just go to someone else.
Yep. Fauci is the one that heads up the NIH, so there you go. There's not going to be any pushback from him on it.
No, of course not.
They have no business.
Yeah, but they don't have to know any boundaries because liberals are finna liberal every time. They don't care.
No, all I have to say is hallelujah, I'm getting out of this stupid place. People up here just seem to go along with it, you know, because it's there. And they, you know, Inslee has always had natural powers in both himself as executive and all that. And just, you know, especially my silly ass friend up here who loves to listen to NPR. And for all I know, he might not even be around anymore because I know he took that nonsense. And I know his friend did either and wound up in the hospital with the having to replace his gallbladder and his heart valve. So I don't know. All I can say is God bless him.
What I just don't understand, though, is that if someone says that they were vaccine injured, like Ben Stein or Eric Clapton, the left just laughs at them and bullies them.
Yeah.
I don't understand how laughing at someone because their body went into shock for a gene therapy. That's somehow code word for you're an idiot. Like you can prepare your body to take a gene therapy. I don't understand how it's like if critic, you were driving down the street and got hit by a drunk driver, that's your fault, even though you were stopped at a light and a drunk driver just ran into you. But if it happens to them and everybody laughs at them, they're going to tell everybody that it's not funny, but everybody's going to laugh at them the same as they laugh at us.
Well, weren't these the same people that were always talking about, not blaming the victim all the time?
Correct. Except in this.
Well, I gave up a long time ago trying to understand progressive fees. I have no desire to try to understand progressive fees.
Well, they don't want to be educated, though. So I'm in agreement with a lot of those out there, actually, that think it's time to just split the country up. And I don't know how we do it. It would probably end up being three countries.
Yeah, probably.
Because you're going to have to give the Northeast their stuff, and the West Coast will have to all be merged together. And if Nevada goes or doesn't go with that, it's probably either way.
Yeah.
But it's at that point.
Well, yeah, I think so too. I don't know what to say. I didn't mean to turn this in such a religious direction, but I just feel that we've just gotten away so much from that.
Hey, don't apologize. It's okay, because I feel that way. Those who understand it are getting closer to our great father, but those that don't understand it are going even further away, and they'll get their just rewards. Don't worry.
Well,
I will say I'm one of them. I've never been a very religious person, but, I got to admit that what we've seen over this last year and a half is bringing me closer and closer to a relationship with God more than ever in my life, because, I have to trust that if God's speaking to me, telling me not to get this jab, don't do it. I feel it I feel it to my core not to get it. And I can have all the logical reasons that I want, but, I just can't help this feeling that God is on my side on this and telling me what to do and to trust this path, despite the fact that it might make myself difficult to get a new job, for example, and make a livelihood and, pay the mortgage and things, and there's a high risk involved by saying, no, I'm not going to take this.
But
despite all of that, my God is telling me to stay on this path, so I am.
But the important thing is while you were taking unemployment money, that you weren't spending it on ice for your whip.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well,
you weren't buying the latest alcohol with it.
I wasn't buying big screen TVs. I wasn't, buying a new car or anything like that. I was, now I'm living off of my savings for as long as I can make it last. And so I put stuff in savings. I was making larger payments on my mortgage and on bills and making sure that I'm covering everything and meanwhile having something set aside to get me by on as well. So, you know, I wasn't being stupid with this money, you know, that I was, that I've been blessed to get, but now that's ended. So now I'm, you know, got to make my savings stretch as much as I can until I can find a job, which I guess now I focus on small companies that are under 100 people that won't require this.
Yeah,
and I just changed my philosophy for job searching.
Or you have to work at home for a company that's in one of those 28 states.
Exactly. If I can get a remote from home job that the main company is in one of the freedom states, then even better.
Well, you know, the funny thing about it is that the state of Washington, some of their state workers are working remotely from home from other states.
Yes.
That's what I've been... So even some of the state workers...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I couldn't believe it when I saw that there was a student that had all virtual classes, a student that did not have to actually step foot in the university, and he was kicked out of school for refusing to get the jab.
Yeah, it's going to come to
that. I mean, you know, it already has, you know, and so it's like, that's how bad it's getting. Like, even remote work, you're going to make people that are working from home that are, like, no risk, you're going to make them get the jab anyway? You know, like, it doesn't make sense at all.
Well, anyway, what I was going to say is that I'm going to let you guys go. I need to check on somebody, certain somebody who is not here yet. But
no, I get it.
But just
all right,
so, you
so
know,
thank
I
you
gotta...
for calling in, Critic.
Yeah.
I guess the next time I'll talk to you, you'll be in Utah.
I think actually this is him pulling up now.
All right.
So, it's just right.
All right.
Right on.
Well,
good luck with your move.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
All right. Let's go ahead and bring in, let's bring in our commercial timeout. And then Danny on the other end wants to say hello. And we could take some other calls. I don't mind. So we'll go ahead and handle the commercial break. We'll be right back.
Tune in to the show, The Right View, every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets, and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Oh.
Kids, you hate ginger?
Yeah!
Then get the brand new androgynous action person, G.I. Pack!
Cool!
G.I. Pack gets rid of all the fun and excitement of G.I. Joe's and replaces it with self-righteousness and anger.
This dino won't tell me his pronouns. Take a risk, Nazi.
G.I. Pack comes with awesome accessories, like a commuter bike, a sword latte, and a cell phone with instant outrage self-reaction.
Pro-life people should die!
But look out! Here comes G.I. Pack's greatest foe!
Marriage is between a man and a woman.
Mike Pence!
Mike Pence and the evil right-wingers will stop at nothing to destroy G.I. Pack, and it's up to you to fight back!
I won't share a meal with another woman unless someone else is present.
Right side of history! I'm dead!
Now you know your gender identity, and knowing is half the battle.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny, a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores. It's an adventure every time that you go in your
high quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with produce. And they taste exactly the same, if not better. Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do... Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
I can hit the phones right now. We'll go to Danny right now. Danny, welcome in, sir.
Hello, how are you guys doing tonight?
All right, what's up?
I'm calling because I hear you guys talking about the gene therapy and the minefields we gotta manage to try to avoid it. And I came across an article today that made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. It's from Rochester First, and the article pretty much states that the National Science Foundation just gave a company a $500,000 grant to research putting the mRNA gene therapy into plants, into our food supply.
I saw that. I'm glad you brought that up because I saw the article right before I went on air, and I didn't look at it, so I didn't have it as something to discuss. So if you read it, I want to hear about it, please.
There's already some viability for it. They've already tried it with other things, and they think that it would work. They want to basically give us gene therapy through our food.
Yeah.
And
because they know that a lot of people are not they're not going to get the gene therapy injected to them, so they have to find other methods now.
Right. They want to do this. The reason for the grant is three parts. They want to see if they could use DNA to infuse the mRNA into the plants, if they could replicate it within the plants. And I think they pretty much already know that if you ingest the plant, the mRNA spike protein can go into your body and replicate it. And the problem that they're – another thing they're trying to solve is dosage. But if they could get all that right, they could pretty much inoculate us with whatever they want, whenever they want. So we're worried about avoiding a spike, and they're already working on the checkmate.
Well,
they could change our food around.
They always want to play the shell game. They want us looking at something else so that they can prepare the next move.
Right. I think this is the next move. Playing with our food. I think this is why certain people were buying up farms all over the country. And I can see them doing the Monsanto thing. If their modifications are in a crop and that crop fertilizes another crop, taking over small farms based on that, you know.
I wonder if this is why Bill Gates has been buying up so much farmland.
That's what I was trying to get to, yeah. I was always wondering
like
why he wanted to buy so much farmland. And I thought it was because he was trying to get us to a plant-based diet, but wouldn't it be interesting if that plant-based diet also included any type of medications or inoculations they wanted to give us to modify us in the way they wanted to?
Yeah, taking GMO to the next level.
Right, because if we don't grow it ourselves, how do we know what we're eating? We have to believe what they tell us on the label. And they changed the definitions of food because that's how they've been controlling the narrative of reality. They don't have to change the law; they just have to change the definition of the words written in the law to change the whole law. Change the definition of male and female, and you can change the law. So that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they could pretty much mess with us and inoculate us, sterilize us, or do whatever they want through our food supply if this goes through.
I wonder if they'll change the definition of organic to allow for this type of genetic modification to plants, because normally organic means no GMO, but they might end up changing that definition of organic to make an exception for this.
Right. They changed definitions before. They changed the definition of herd immunity to you can only achieve herd immunity through vaccination. They changed the definition of vaccination from provide immunity to provide some protection. So if you can change the definition of a word, you pretty much can control the meaning of anything. You change the law without having to change the law. Yeah,
now's the best time to stock up on your heirloom organic seeds, guys, you know.
Right. Grow at home if you can, and if you don't, learn. It's not really hard. It's not really hard. I've been doing it. I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm one of those that have my tower garden. So we also have to learn how to reclaim our own seeds, too, after we grow certain things.
Right. There's a lot of lost arts. Food storage, how to can and... can and store food.
slow. I do like the can. I do have a pressure canner, and I like using it.
That's cool. I'd like to learn how to pickle things. It's the next on my list.
That's true. I would like to do that myself. I actually saw a recipe, and someone told me about this, that you can actually pickle watermelon rinds. That's actually a thing. You could eat the rind of a watermelon.
I thought they weren't edible.
Well,
they kind of taste like crap.
It's just not tasty. But I guess
you can
pickle it, so you can do that.
I could see it. I could see it being pickled.
It's just like if you dehydrate watermelon, they leave the rind on there, so you eat some of it.
There's a lot of vitamins and stuff in it too.
Just like if you try to dehydrate a passion fruit, you leave the skin on there.
I never tried to dehydrate passion fruit. I remember eating them as a kid. Probably one of the hardest things I've ever tasted. Have you ever tried to trend a watermelon with mustard?
No.
That's a new TikTok thing. I haven't tried it.
No, I believe you. I guess I'll let you try that.
I'll try. I'll get back to you. Let you know. I think people are liking it from what I've seen on TikTok.
I'm big into exotic fruits. That's like my thing. I love rambutans and mangosteen and star fruits, dragon fruits, passion fruit. That's my jam right there.
Yeah, I like trying fruits I've never seen before. Some of them are interesting, seeing what they taste like. Sometimes it tastes like another type of fruit. Sometimes it tastes like nothing. Have you tried Nori?
Repeat, Nori?
Dorian? Dorian fruit.
Oh, Dorian, yes. I've tried that once. Yeah. It was so sweet that it's its own thing right there. I tried it just to say that I tried it, but would I eat it on a regular basis? No.
No. How about the aftertaste? Did it stay with you?
Yeah, for a little bit.
Yeah, because Dorian, it tasted okay at first, but the aftertaste lingered, and that's what stayed with me. It kept me away from it.
Yeah, because it's so sweet that it basically it puts your mouth on hyperblast because it's so sweet that it tastes wrong.
Yeah, yeah, and it kept you can still taste it in your mouth. After 2 days, I still had a repeat of the durian. Yeah, never again.
I can cook with jackfruit. I don't really care for raw jackfruit, but I do know how to cook jackfruit.
I like tamarind. You ever had
barbecue jackfruit tacos before?
That sounds good. That sounds pretty good.
Vegans, so I've learned how to cook a few vegan things for them, and I've learned too that now when I make chili, I throw some jackfruit in there, and people think it's just the second protein.
Oh wow!
They don't realize it's jackfruit, but you just have to cook it in the crock pot first, and then after the jackfruit's done, then you throw the rest of your chili stuff in there.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, that's pretty much what I was worried about. I saw that, I came across that article, and it was I was thinking we're worried about avoiding a jab, and they might hit us in the food supply. You know.
Well, I just think that we're going to be hit from all sides until about 2023, 2024. And we just have to stay strong, and we have to be vigilant with getting these globalists out of there. And these globalists are going to run full steam ahead until people start seeing these mass deaths. When you see mass deaths in the streets, that's when people will start finally standing up. But now they don't care because they don't see it.
I think they know it's coming, so I think that's why they're pushing the agenda quicker, even though it works against them, because they usually work slowly, incrementally.
Yes.
And they're kind of stepping up the program a little bit because they know what's coming. They know what's going to happen.
Well,
soon,
they know
they want to get their stuff
in. If they don't win, they're in deep trouble, and that's the thing. And they're willing to take that chance because they have all the money and they have all the power, or at least they think they have the power.
And they also control the narrative by controlling the media, the mainstream media at least.
Good luck trying to tell all these billions of people out there that you have to put a mark on your body in order to buy and sell. That's not going to be a very good selling tool.
Right. I agree. I think that's going to be. I'll take that back. I think what's going to be the big red line in the sand might be inoculating children. That 5 year old and up.
Inoculation with the Pfizer. You still got too many liberals. They're going to pass all that stuff. We have to realize we're going to lose on the vaccine front. Not because I want to lose, but there's too many liberals out there and too much bullying. But the next level, maybe there'll be some pushback finally. The next level is either the guns or the quantum dot tattoo, and I don't know which one of those is going to come first. But they have to crash the financial system across the world in order to bring in this mark of the beast. And if China's finances are getting ready to collapse, you might see the quantum dot tattoo faster than you might think.
Right. China collapsing will pretty much do it. If China collapses and it's a domino effect across the global markets.
Yeah, if Trump we might have been able to withstand it, even though it would be pretty bad. But with Creepy Joe in there, there's not going to be anything that's going to be in our favor, period.
Yeah, he'll probably be taking a nap when it all goes down.
Well, he'll think he did a good job, just like he thinks he did a good job in Afghanistan.
He'll think he did a good job because the big man will have a nice little deposit in his offshore account.
But it won't be worth much because whatever it is won't really be in much existence. But what do they care? They're globalists.
They don't care. They never lose. They already have it set up. They're already on the next thing. Whatever it is, whatever the markets are going to go to, they're already fully invested in them. Sometimes they have to slow down things so they can get their claws into it first.
Yeah, so the way I see it, I guess China's going to have their issue, and then you're going to see some kind of they're going to call it a hacker. And they're going to wipe the world's money clean. And the way that they'll give us back money slowly is if we get this tattoo on our arm. That will also coincide with making sure that you got the vaccines. And only those that are vaccinated will be able to participate in the new financial system. It's going to be extremely convenient for them to tie it together.
Yeah, I can see them doing that. They're already doing it with the economy, pretty much. They only want people vaccinated to be involved in any type of commerce or recreation. You have to have the COVID passport to go to a restaurant or to go to a movie. Thankfully, a lot of places are honoring it.
Now they'll be able to really force the issue. They'll really be able to force it now.
Yeah, I can see it happening, and it's already these are the training wheels for that situation. They're getting people used to it. Because there's always that percentage of the population that are just going to go along with anything they say.
Right.
This is stay plugged into the matrix. Okay, Poof, Lori, thank you very much. I'm going to...
Hey, no problem.
Head
hey, thank you for
good
calling in,
you.
Danny.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, take care. Have a good night.
All right.
You too.
So, Beto, if you want in, just press 1. You're the last one on the board. I don't know if he's going to call in or not, or if he's going to come in. Sometimes he comes in. I'm not forcing him necessarily, but V didn't make it in for some reason.
Yeah, I think she had an appointment, and then she got tied up in traffic and some other things going on. So, but I don't mind filling in. And hopefully her appointment went okay. And I think she's just sort of tied up. And last I heard from her, she was like at least an hour out, at least. And so I don't think that if she does make it, it would be toward the tail end of the show anyway. So unfortunately, no crypto talk this time. At least if you talk crypto, it's going to be mostly you since I'm still a dummy about it. V is our resident crypto expert next to you.
Oh, I definitely know what I'm talking about here. But with that financial collapse today in China, our U.S. stock market went down quite a bit, and cryptos dropped across the board probably like 7 or 8%.
I'm almost afraid to check my 401k and see how much that dropped, because I just checked it the other day, and it was doing pretty good. I was at
I got rid of mine because once you don't have a day job anymore, you can only cash it out. You can't or keep it. You can't move any money around. So I'm like, well, if I don't have any control about where I'm putting my money, then I'll take it back.
Yeah, you can only withdraw it or roll it over into like an IRA or another kind of approved retirement account. And I don't really have that much in there anyways, but, you know, I'm thinking I'm probably going to make a withdrawal and just suck up the penalty. And it might just get me to survive, you know, for a little while longer. And maybe with the collapse of China and the stock market going down, maybe now's a good time to pull it out before it's worth nothing.
So you might as well just do it now.
Yeah, before it loses even more money.
Well, if you lose it all together, then if they switch currencies on you, then you're going to lose that anyway.
Yep. Exactly. I should go in there and just put in the request and wipe it out and be done with it.
Yeah, unless you think you could roll the dice and keep it until January, but that I with Creepy Joe in charge, I wouldn't keep money in that at all.
Yeah, I mean, I had my investments pretty spread out, you know, for a little bit in low risk, medium, you know, international, stuff like that. And I had looked at, the performance of all the different selections that I had. And I chose the one that performed the best over the last year and moved things around. And So far they've actually been doing pretty good, but I need to check today with, you know, seeing how much I might have lost with it.
Yeah, I still see
it. And then I usually kind of...
Go ahead, I'll wait.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Well, I want to see you put at least $100 into some kind of cryptocurrency, though.
Yeah, I'd really like to, too, just to see how it goes. I mean, you know, I've spent $100
well, not just
on
that,
less
but
valuable
if
things.
If the U.S. dollar collapses, cryptocurrency is still in business.
Exactly.
So if there is an issue, at least with the $100 of Bitcoin, you'll be able to do something with it.
Hey, what's that cryptocurrency that you talked about last week that you just put like
Shiba?
$50 into? And it was, yeah, Shiba. How is that doing? Is that what's the value on that?
They're all down
today
because of that. They're all down for the most part because of China.
Hmm. So that Shiba isn't any exception.
There's nothing doing well today.
Gotcha. Well, maybe that's a good time to do it, because if everything is going down, then the only place to go from here is back up again, right?
Well, I just know that as the U.S. dollar loses value, people are going to want to put their money in something, and people are putting their money into crypto because of it being an acceptable alternate currency across the U.S. or the world, for that matter.
Exactly right. Yeah, we're right on our way. That's what world government wants, collapse the U.S. dollar, and now they can manipulate the U.S. We won't have firm footing anymore.
No,
if you take
and wait
the US
for
dollar
that big
away from international
bill.
Currency.
That big spending bill that they're trying to get through, that would be the nail in the coffin, I think.
Yeah, another $3.5 trillion that can't be accounted for.
Oh, that's just part of it. Yeah, that's not including the other one. And that's not including the debt ceiling that they want to add to that, too. So they don't care. They're going for it. And all these liberals are going to be so happy when the U.S. dollar collapses within the next 6 months. Just like all these people that are mad that gas in California is $5 a gallon, but they voted again for Governor Newsom. So it's like you haven't learned your lesson, so enjoy it. Enjoy that communist bad land.
Yeah, the only thing about that, though, is that it, you know, it ends up infecting both of us, you know, all of us. When the dollar crashes and the inflation, it's going to be not just California hit with that, but everywhere.
So
there's going to be a lot of people that aren't in very good shape
right now. So I don't want to give his name out just yet, but when you're ready, just press 1. On your phone, and I'll bring you into the conversation. So I know who that is. So joining me, as he does several times a year, and especially, I think since I've been on air, he's called every birthday. We used to do many years of stand-up comedy together where we'd ride together for certain gigs that we did. And it's always a pleasure to have Kimo join us here. So, welcome in, sir.
Hello. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yes, I have not missed, since you started the radio show, I have not missed a birthday yet.
Yeah, I didn't think so. So... How's stand-up comedy in Colorado these days?
Depends on where you play. If you're up north.
So I heard that that Colorado was one of the few Democrat states that isn't forcing scams on people's faces.
No, we're pretty much maskless again in Colorado, thank God.
Aren't all those liberals sad, though, because they want to be like all the other Democrat states?
They do. That's why they keep Denver the same way. It's like, you know, you go to certain restaurants or certain places in Denver, and they still kind of require you to wear a mask coming in the door.
Yeah, because that makes a lot of sense.
I know, right?
Yeah, but like
I just wanted to read you.
For a long time, liberals are going to liberal.
Always. But I just wanted to read you a list on your birthday of things you have aged better than. One, okay. The war in Afghanistan. Two, Kamala Harris's border policy. Three, Nancy Pelosi's bar tab. Five, Fauci's COVID rules. Six, the Chinese financial market. Had to add that one in late.
Yes.
Seven, Lori Lightfoot. And
oh,
finally,
Beetlejuice.
The word, huh?
Beetlejuice.
Yes, Beetlejuice. And finally, the word genitalia. Happy birthday, buddy.
Right. Yeah, well, I think genitalia might have aged better than me.
I don't know. I haven't looked in the mirror lately, so I couldn't tell.
All right. I can't believe I'm going to be 50 on this date next year.
No, you'll be 29 for the 21st time.
No, that's...
You're 29 for
50.
The 20th time.
I'm not scared of it. I'd rather be 50 than not be 50.
Good point.
I'd rather be my age than AOC. How about that?
I've known chemo for 24 years now. That's crazy.
We're ancient.
That's a long time.
Yep, all the fun shows, all the road trips. Oh, you know, the fun times of, you know, like eating at Village Inn or...
That's true. I can't wait to go back to Village Inn, actually. I told my wife I want to go to Village Inn in a couple of weeks in St. George.
Yeah. Well, hopefully theirs won't make you run for the border.
No, I don't eat. Let me clarify. I want to go to Village Inn to take some dessert home.
That's generally
what we do. Their desserts are safe.
Oh, then they're awesome, too. It's.
What's your favorite dessert?
Key lime pie.
Oh. Oh, that reminds me. Oh, what was that show?
Oh, I thought you were going to say it reminds me. You have to put one in the mail for me.
I thought it would have arrived there in any way, shape, or form edible. But there was, it was Dexter. The show Dexter. And his really close friend was on her deathbed, and she sends him on this mission to find the perfect key lime pie. And so, like, and she hangs on, and, like, every day he comes with a new key lime pie for her to try to see if it's good enough. So it's just kind of, everyone's like, nope, this one tastes like crap. Nope, this one tastes like crap. Nope, this one tastes like crap. So I forget how many key lime pies he eventually brought her. Are you really picky about your key lime pies?
I just asked that. It's not it's not from a GMO-sponsored place. Like, I don't want the baker at China Mart making my key lime pie. That's all. Other than that, I don't care.
Good to know.
So let me ask you,
like,
you've been
on
can
you get a gift certificate or something?
Can I get a gift certificate for what?
Does that Village Inn do gift certificates so somebody could get you a gift certificate so you can get yourself a key lime pie?
Oh,
actually,
I'm sure
yes,
there is.
Is.
So I was going to ask you, though, Kimo, since you've been on the road and you've eaten many, many a restaurant in your day, do you have a favorite fast food restaurant of all time? Not necessarily a location, but a chain.
Well, that's the problem. Does it have to be a chain? Because, you know, chains after a while, you know, you eat at one, you've eaten at all of them.
Well,
I mean,
I don't
know,
want
it's the
just
same chili here.
Like, there's Grandma's Burgers in Lawton, Oklahoma. That's the best burger chain. Yeah, that won't work. Just something that has a few locations or more, doesn't have to be in every state, just something that you could say you could get in maybe multiple states or multiple cities at least, and it's like among the best. Like my favorite fast food place is Culver's.
And see, mine is still In-N-Out, so.
Oh. I never got into them.
I enjoy them, and they are all over the West Coast, so they're easy to get to. I mean, when I went to New Mexico at the beginning of this year, I hadn't been there in a while. We made a road trip to Whataburger in, what's the alien town in New Mexico? Roswell. And I still prefer In-N-Out over everything else. God, I'm pausing at everything like Norm MacDonald tonight.
Did you ever see Norm MacDonald in the Mike Tyson Mysteries?
Yes.
That was
and the funny
one of
thing
the weirdest
is everybody this week.
Ever.
That everybody this week has been sending me all kinds of Norm MacDonald skits and stuff to remember. It's good to remember Norm, though.
Yeah, he was okay. Laurie Ann, did you ever see the Mike Tyson Mysteries?
No, I didn't.
You could find some of the clips on YouTube, but Mike Tyson had a cartoon for a little while, maybe about 8 to 10 years ago. Might be sooner now.
He drove around in a van with question marks on the doors. And like, if that shouldn't scare anybody.
I'm actually going to look that up right now.
Okay.
But yeah, Norm MacDonald, he did the best Burt Reynolds, hands down. Nobody did Burt Reynolds like him.
Oh,
I
even when he did David
Saturday
Letterman.
Night Live in decades, though.
Well, Norm hasn't been on in decades.
That's true.
Remember, he was fired from Saturday Night Live because all of his OJ jokes.
Yes, and then they brought him back to host it like a year later. So they fire him, but then they bring him back to host the show a year later. That's like pure comedy just by itself.
But you notice, though, ever since Rob Schneider came out as a truther, that he really hasn't had any big breaks lately.
There's a few of them out there that are, you know, like, you know, even David Spade, David, you know, speaks, you know, David swings to the right. And Hollywood anymore, it's like you swing to the right, you're swinging out the exit door.
I'm just surprised, though, that more comedians are not for free speech. They're really against it. Because comedy is all about free speech, in my opinion.
Well, anymore, you've got certain comedians that, you know, all their stuff is written for them. You know, back in the day when they used to go out and do stand-up, they were doing great stand-up and stuff. And then when they got their own shows on TV, all of a sudden everything is being written for them. And they start, you know, their own brainwashed propaganda of, you know, this is what they want me to say. So here's what I'm going to say to you people. And it's like, do they really think it? I don't know. But, you know, it just sounds so bandwagon to me anymore that, you know, any little cause that comes out and they all have to jump on the bandwagon. And, you know, you find out that they've done hypocritical things against the bandwagon back in their day, and now they have to backpedal on what they were preaching.
Yeah, but then you got people like Nicki Minaj that I just can't believe out of everybody this year that was going to come out to stand up for truth that we'd be having Nicki Minaj in the discussion.
Oddly enough, you're right about that one, but it just seems that little by little, they're all finally starting to realize what they voted for and what's going on. They're like, wait, it's going to cost me how much now?
Some of them don't care, though, still, because it's the small price for having to pay for to not have Trump in as president.
Yeah, and take a look at where it's gotten us. You know, higher gas prices. We've got over 13,000 or more now living under a bridge in Texas trying to get across the border.
And they all have Biden shirts on.
Yeah. Like, where'd they get the shirts?
But they just, like, along the way from walking from Haiti to Mexico, that there's a place that sells Joe Biden T-shirts, and everybody just had to stop and get that souvenir. And coincidentally wear that shirt on the same day. Because they're trying to say it's not coordinated. And if those people got shirts, they didn't have anything to do with it. They got them on their own. So I'm just trying to play this scenario. So I guess while they were walking, because allegedly George Soros is not flying them in, so they had to walk there somehow. Or hitchhike, or I don't know, maybe Amtrak goes there. I don't know, but they promised it was not a plane flying them in. So there's a stop there somewhere that sells those shirts.
And remember, they said there were not planes flying them out to other places in the U.S. either, but they found out that was wrong, too.
Yes, and you don't need Maury Povich to tell you that was a lie.
Exactly. It just made me laugh that none of the mainstream media, except for one organization, you know, nobody was even covering the buildup of the people at that bridge. And then Fox came out and flew drones in and showed people on camera live how bad it was getting. And no sooner did Fox fly their drones in and out, Biden's administration and the FAA turned it into a no-fly zone.
Right, and Fox just accidentally did a random act of journalism, and out you go.
Yep. Of course, then again, they fought back and told them, you know, because they're right, you know, First Amendment rights, freedom of the press. So the FAA had to, you know, discontinue their little no-fly zone.
Oh, did they?
And now their administration has to admit to it.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of Alex Jones or any part of InfoWars today, so I didn't see that.
I didn't either. I missed Alex today. I was watching Steven Crowder today.
Okay. I rotate around a bunch of them while I'm doing my show prep. And I spent my day with my parents. They officially... They moved, so I had to help them bring some stuff from one place to the other.
Happy birthday, pick up a box.
Yeah, basically. No, I'm not arguing. I'm okay with that. So I'm
That's
trying
okay.
to think
we
of what
recently,
else.
As of this weekend, we recently, in our town, in our small little quiet redneck mountain town, we finally got a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I'm sorry.
And it's
Hold
funny
on,
to
I
see how
some.
Long. They literally had to have State Patrol. They had to literally have State Patrol come out and guide traffic because the line for KFC was so long. And it's like,
oh, you're
chicken? Really?
Really? You couldn't get a Zaxby's or a Popeye's or even a Church's?
No.
Oh, that is so shameful.
You may as well just, like, drink a gallon of oil and just call it good, because that's all their chicken is just nothing but oil.
Hold on. Let me ask Nelson here. Nelson. What do you think of his town getting a GMO fried chicken?
Ha ha!
I rest my case.
Exactly.
That is sad.
I mean, it's not like we don't have every other Yum Foods Corporation fast food place in this town. We might as well get a KFC.
Isn't KFC owned by the same, like, parent company as, like, Taco Bell and
yes.
a few other things?
Yum
like
Foods.
Yeah.
Yum Foods.
Yum Foods, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, A&W, KFC.
Actually, A&W on Long John Silver's got sold in 2019, if I remember right. They
oh,
didn't make
right.
any money on that purchase.
I guess their food wasn't so yum, huh?
But they do own Sizzler. And for those on the West Coast, they purchased The Habit. I was very sad about that because The Habit was my favorite burger chain until they bought it. And then as soon as they bought it, you know me, I won't eat there again. So, yeah, they bought The Habit because they sold A&W and they wanted to stay in the burger game.
That's why they kept A&W. Oh, no, that's why they got rid of it, actually. But
yeah. So, speaking of soda, and I'm not really a soda drinker. I have not drank. The last time I had any kind of soda that was not a Zevia, was maybe two and a half years ago when I last went into a fast food spot and I wanted to try a certain soda in that Coca-Cola Fountain of Death with 150 flavors.
The Box of Doom.
Yeah, when you can get a grape Sprite or a cherry vanilla root beer, or a peach-flavored Mellow Yellow. Yeah, I admit I would like to try them. Not enough to get addicted to them, but I will try them.
I have tried doing a cherry Dr. Pepper. That was pretty good. But that was a while ago. I'm like you. I rarely drink sodas, but I did try a cherry Dr. Pepper.
So Dr. Pepper actually stood up recently. Dr. Pepper said they are not going to force their employees to get the gene therapy, and they don't care who wants to take them to court to force them to do it. They're not going to.
Huh. I might just have to buy myself a 12-pack of Dr. Pepper for the occasional time that I actually want a soda.
But you know the funny part is there's one person that said over his dead body he will never get the vaccine. And that particular person just happens to be the head of Pfizer.
I believe it. Same thing with a lot of the J&J employees and stuff too, and the CDC people, and there's so many people that are that know. I mean, they have inside knowledge, and if somebody like that with inside knowledge refuses to get it, then that right there tells me I'm absolutely right for refusing to get it along with them.
And especially when it's, you know, they're the ones that are creating the vaccine, and, you know, the head of the company won't take it. That should tell you something.
Yes, but it's totally safe for you slinging tacos at GMO Bill.
Yeah, just as
long
as you wear your mask.
Taco Bell food.
No, I would never eat there anyway. I wouldn't even send my ex-wife there.
That's also saying something.
So I don't know if you saw this, but France just, they just suspended over 3,000 medical workers in hospitals in France because they refused to get the gene therapy.
That yes, should I be saw telling. That right on for them.
So, Kimo, I don't know if you saw this or not, but they had Project Veritas today that did a new expose regarding the COVID vaccines. And so you're getting a lot of higher-ups in the medical industry that are coming out. Rumor is, and I can't verify this, but rumor is that one of these is going to have one or more of the people that quit in the Fraud and Death Administration recently over this. Because they were not happy about trying to pimp this to little kids. And that created a huge division within the organization that they're trying to pimp this to little kids to get them hooked on this stuff.
Oh, I just, anymore, I just try to keep track of laughing at flip-flop Fauci.
It's whatever, well, he's not
every
a
day
flip-flop,
it's something
whatever
new.
Way the globalists want to pay him.
It's just funny that, you know, one day he'll say, oh, here's what you have to do. And then the very next day it's like, oh, well, what you need to do is, and it's like, make up your mind, dude, make up this. And they wonder why people don't want the vaccine other than they don't trust it is, you know, it's how can you trust a vaccine that the people that are telling you to trust the vaccine aren't very sure of?
Yeah, I like the fact that everybody on August 30th said there's no way they're going to mandate this. And then September 9th, they come out and mandate it. And then September 10th, all those people that said they wouldn't mandate it are saying that they're for it and that it's about time and they're disgusted that it hasn't been mandated sooner. Like everyone forgot what they just said 10 days ago. They think everybody has Etch-a-Sketch head.
What, they all think they're Biden?
Basically, yeah.
The only thing that man's worried about ever since he became president is when he gets his next pudding cup and his diaper changed.
No, I disagree with that. Sometimes he wants his ice cream.
Only when Nancy feeds it to him.
Hmm.
So there's a great, I don't know if you can call it a cartoon, but it is a parody nonetheless. It's a company that naturally they broadcast on YouTube from their channel, but they're called the United Spot.
Oh, I haven't heard of them.
Oh, you need to look into some of their cartoon stuff. You'll just die laughing.
Okay. So what do they do?
Anytime Nancy Pelosi speaks and they start different cartoons with her, it's like she's got a bottle of vodka in her hand and she starts going, "Hello, peasants."
Do you remember the Family Guy with Rush Limbaugh on it? And they had Nancy Pelosi smoking a bong in her office or a pipe of some kind. I forget which.
Yep.
That was classic. Speaking of cartoons, I don't know how often you've seen my Broccoli Man stuff. I try to put out at least one episode a week.
I've seen most of them. I can say I've seen most of the Broccoli Man episodes.
My favorite one is the last Millennials one that I just did.
Said, I don't think I've seen that one yet. The last one I saw was Broccoli Man trying to explain on how the vaccine isn't protecting anybody, yet the unvaccinated need to be vaccinated to protect the vaccinated.
Oh, you mean the one that made it to the Alex Jones on Alex Jones that I did not win?
Yes.
The $10,000, yeah.
No, but it was still aired on Alex Jones, though, so.
Yeah, it actually made it on there, so it had a platform. Yeah, I want to take a couple minutes. I want to play the Millennials 2 for you here. This is probably my favorite one.
Check it out. There is the boomer again. He bees is a dance. For real.
I know, right, B? This just got fake news on Fleek. It sounds like total trash.
This idiot is not even a liberal. He hates people. He thinks people should be allowed to make their own choices to get shots and to wear scams on our face. He is such a tyrant.
I get you, B. Anyone that thinks you should have freedom of choice is a dictator. Only people that mandate scams and shots believe in having freedom.
Ha ha!
Oh my gosh. You are even dumber than I thought. Where are you people going to college? McGMO University? Does your high school diploma say Sam's Choice on it?
Check out this loser. He probably only eats organic.
Dude, I bought an organic banana once. It was the worst fruit I ever ate in my life. I had to throw it out. I was hot because I grabbed it by accident instead of the normal one. It costs me 4 extra cents.
You fools. You should only buy organic food. The GMO stuff is made with DNA of animals and other genes to create genetically modified foods. You should never want to eat a strawberry with the DNA of a dragonfly and a salmon so it can grow in North Dakota in January.
Hey player, if those strawberries were in the store, I would soak a tartar sauce on them. GMO foods is what keeps us safe.
I need all the safe foods I can eat. My birthing partner has been trying to get me pregnant for months. I am having a hard time getting her swimmies to connect with my eggs. I can't believe I used the wrong pronoun on my birthing partner. She wants to have her pronouns as him and they. Sometimes I forget that she wants her pronouns to be said properly. I am offending her so much.
You can't be serious. You really think your girlfriend can get you pregnant? Sperms can only get eggs pregnant. Eggs cannot swim to sperms.
I knew this boomer was a homophobe. He hates all peoples.
I know, B. This dude is acting like it is 2019. He thinks that Trump still forces only women to get pregnant or have periods again.
I hate gender. I hope Kamala Harris can ban having a gender. We should all have the same body parts. It should be illegal to have a gender.
You fools. You seriously think the reason men cannot get pregnant is that Trump banned men from getting pregnant?
I know, B. If Trump wasn't so racist, and all the other presidents before him, then we could have been done gotten pregnant. I would have popped out 5 or 6 kids by now because I'm one sexy am a cold piece. It's good on Biden that he legalized it.
It's boomers like this Green Jones right here why we have no rights. Trump been done banned men from getting pregnant because he hates all the black peoples. That cracker is a racist. I hate almost all crackers cause they're bees as racists.
Hey sugar, calm down. I can't help it if I was born this way.
You racist too, I just try to work with it because I know you bees is friends with Gemma. But you racist the F because you white. Anyone who is black can never be a racist. You are finna be a racist your whole life because you are white.
You are so right, sugar. I apologize for my gender and my whiteness. I promise I will do a speech on diversity at the next rally. My birthing partner, I think she will like that too. Oh, for crying out loud, I called her the wrong pronoun again. I should be forced to give up my month's carbon credits.
I am so glad that classes at South Hampshire Institute and Technology added tampons to the men's rooms. It is great for those of us who are not male or female. The health secretary said there are over 1,000 different genders now. She knows because she was a man and now dresses like a woman. I love going to school at SHIT.
I just have one question then. If there are 1,000 genders, what do these other private parts look like? Because on the planet I live on, you either have a hole, or you have a hole puncher.
Dude, that is the most racist thing I have heard since Obama was president. And we had 4 years of President Trump. I am so glad we have concentration camps being built for racists like this. Once we can get rid of racists like this, we can finally live in a one world government. I so want to see people getting whacked in the middle of these streets for thinking differently than everyone else. That is what freedom is about.
We need our free speech so we can ban free speech.
I just know we be getting our new pills from Pfizer next month. We will take them twice a day to prove we got a COVID gene therapy. Then no one can lie about getting this shot. I want all those something doctors to get these joints like we do.
Preach it, B. I would so be wearing at least 2 scams on my face right now if Normal.com would draw some scams for us to wear. I hope Normal mandates us to wear scams soon.
I know, right? Only dictators will tell us we are allowed to choose what to wear. Normal people just wear whatever they are told. Normal people that obey orders believe in freedom. The more we obey what Lord Forkai and King Biden told us to do, the better we'll be.
You Democrat Party shills. You will never get it. The goal is to force everyone to have microchips and eventually die. The Georgia Guidestones even say they want Earth's population to be less than 500 million. They want at least 95% of the world dead. Then these global elites can rule the world without us.
They would never do that. Even if they did, I would be okay with it. It means that they would kill most of the white racists. Everyone knows all white people are racist.
If this was true, people in Georgia would see it. This is just fake news. No one even knows where Georgia is anyway.
I will do whatever President Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Dr. Flossa, and Michael Robinson Obama tell us to do. She is a very nice lady. I am such a Republican. I said the wrong pronoun again. Someone please slap me like I am Tina Turner.
It's okay. It happens. Sometimes I even forget I have a front hole. I go into the men's restroom and pee standing up. Then when I wash my hands and see the tap on vending machine, I remember that I should have just sat down to pee. It makes me feel like such a dumb proof negative listener when I pee standing up. It makes me want to spray my ovaries in hand sanitizer. I am so glad we go to SHIT.
This is a shout out to all you millennials. Do not turn into brain dead sheep. The more you comply and choose to not educate yourself, the worse this world will be. If millennials do not stand up and protect their freedoms, America will turn into North Korea.
I would so live in North Korea. They have almost no carbon footprint. Their president also forces everyone to wear scams and he kills all people that disagree with his laws. That dude loves freedom. He is a true patriot.
As I was saying, please protect our freedoms. Please stay informed on current events. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Weeknights. www.freedomizerradio.live. He has great co-host, awesome guests, and keeps everyone in touch with the latest in freedom news. Freedomizerradio.live.
Even Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for Biden, you ain't black. So I will support that mug because I am black.
My point exactly. That's why we listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
All right, So, Chemo, that was the millennials, too.
And that was great.
I tried to keep it going and just come from different angles at the same time, so nobody knew what to expect. But that's millennial speak for you.
I'm such a Republican for misgendering my partner. I need to be slapped like Tina Turner. I damn near spit water out of my nose when I heard that.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't have expected that from me.
No, I didn't.
But then again, you might like the wiretap trying to do stand-up comedy. We don't have enough time for that right now because it's 7 minutes and we only have 7 minutes, so we won't be able to play that today. But I'll send it to you to watch. Submit it for your disapproval.
Oh, my favorite page on Facebook.
You still working on that?
Still working that page.
Okay.
I throw stuff up on there every once in a while, but mostly I've been doing a lot of writing, getting ready for upcoming stuff. And so every once in a while, I'll throw out little jokes and stuff on the page still. And you can still read, if you get into all my notes files, you can still read all the chapters, most of the chapters from the original book. And hopefully soon, King of the Crayon Eaters will finally be out.
King of the Crayon Eaters. I don't know that one.
That's going to be the sequel to Submitted for Your Disapproval.
Okay.
Where Submitted for Your Disapproval was written by an insane comic who was in an insane asylum. King of the Crayon Eaters is when he finally gets out of the insane asylum and realizes anymore through 2020 and 2021 that it's just safer to go in and stay in the insane asylum.
So one thing that people don't know a lot about me is that my parents met at an insane asylum. And I'm not even kidding about that. My parents worked there. My dad was a custodian and my mom was a nurse.
And see, the only interaction I ever have with an insane asylum was back in the days when we'd go to Denver and go play at Monahan's.
Okay.
When we had to pass by the stadium and the insane asylum next door to the stadium on the way to the bar.
I don't even remember that. That's been so long ago.
Oh, wow.
I still have my Monahan shirt, though.
I wished I did. Mine got worn so many times it was worn out and faded. Home of the Monster Burger and the Monster Beer.
I don't know if I ever ate there.
I can't remember if you did or not. I know I ate one of their burgers and got a couple of those huge beers while I was there.
Well, yeah, that would be for you. Won't be me having the beer, but yeah.
But from what I can remember, their food was great. The crowd there loved us.
I don't know if you saw this story or not. I wanted to make sure I shared this before I got done here today. Did you happen to see a story of a man in Long Island up in New York who was finally evicted from his house just today? He has not paid his mortgage in 23 years.
It took him 23 years to figure that one out.
I hate to see what his late fee looks like. Yeah, I'm going to throw that up on my page right now here. But, yeah, this guy bought a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath house in 1998 for $290,000. And he made one payment, and that was it.
One payment. And it took him 23 years to find it.
So, yeah, here's what happened. So his house was foreclosed on in 2000, but he never moved. And he filed bankruptcy after bankruptcy and had lawsuits. And recently he tried to say that because of COVID, he was not able to pay for his house in 1998 and 99.
That's hilarious.
So, yeah, he tried to use COVID as a as an excuse on why he couldn't pay his bill 23 years ago.
Because I spent all this time for Fauci to release the virus. Oops.
And he had an attorney. He could afford an attorney, obviously, because he wasn't paying a mortgage.
Man, I wish I could get by with something like that.
No kidding. Some people
super
scammed.
I'm sure if I miss my payments for 3 months, my bank's going to go, eh, see ya.
All right, so Kimo, you have any gigs coming up or anything that that you want to promote? You want to plug your page again before we ride out of here because I'm about to get the 90-second buzzer.
Yeah, check out everything I do on Facebook at Kimo-Submitted for Your Disapproval. There you'll get all the latest goofy stuff I throw up, plus you'll get updates on when the new book will finally be out.
Okay.
Until then, I'm finishing writing up some material, and I could have some shows coming up soon in the Colorado Springs area. And everybody come out and just have a great time, because after all, that's what comedy's all about.
Right, which, once again, I'll reiterate that I can't believe there's not more comics that are willing to stand up for free speech. We need Lenny Bruce's and Doug Stanhope's to be in every comedy club.
Exactly. More Joe Coy's.
Yes. All right, well, Kimo, Lorianne, thank you so much for being here tonight. Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. Until then, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Foods.